My name is Simel Eşim. I'm the chief of the cooperative branch in the International Labour Organization's headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland. 2012 was the United Nations International Year of Cooperatives, and it aimed to increase visibility, increase understanding, and bring the lessons learned from the cooperative way of doing business in urban and rural areas as democratic, membership-based enterprises that really can bring a collective the power of the collective voice, but also overcome multiple challenges, common challenges in a joint manner, whether this is marketing, transport, storage, inputs like fertilizer, credit, etc. I think we've done very well in this year in increased visibility of cooperatives, especially in the context of crisis, how these enterprises remain strong and don't let their members down because they don't take unnecessary risks and they do stay connected with the local community and their members vote with what they can go ahead with, whether this is a rural financial credit and saving cooperative or it is a consumer cooperative, the members decide. So it's connected to the real economy. We've also had the goal of bringing policymakers' attention to ensuring that the legislative and policy frameworks are providing an enabling environment for cooperative enterprises. That is a fair playing field for them, that they are not treated in less beneficial, fair terms than other enterprises, with an understanding of their unique nature. Agricultural cooperatives traditionally have not had very strong women membership as related to the land ownership patterns in many of the world's settings, urban and rural. I mean, less than your FAO is much better placed, but less than 2% of land is owned by women in most parts of the world. Having said that, we do find women a lot in agricultural marketing cooperatives. We do find rural women artisanal cooperatives. We do find women leading financial co-ops, saving and credit co-ops. So our efforts in this regard have been twofold. One is how can we bring more women as members and leaders in cooperatives like agricultural cooperatives, so they're as contributing family workers, as wage workers, as self-employed, their voices heard, their concerns are heard, and they are actively participating and benefiting from cooperative enterprises. But at the same time, encouraging women-only co-ops or women-led co-ops in sectors where women also abound. And we do have this in Africa, for instance, social service co-ops around the globe, care co-ops, childcare, HIV/AIDS, orphan co-ops, funeral societies, cooperatives. So where you have, again, women being very, very active participants.